Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now save $30 on the American-made Steel FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Well, as we know, the Lakers jumped out to a huge lead last night and never looked back. At halftime, LeBron and Anthony Davis had a combined 40 points, and the Lakers had an 80-51 lead. LeBron would finish with 30 points, 10 assists, and 6 rebounds in just over 28 minutes of play. LA now has a 3-1 series lead, and Fox Sports NBA analyst Chris Broussard joining us now. Chris, how impressive were LeBron and the Lakers?
Well, I mean, look, they were terrific. There's no doubt about it. I told you guys my only regret about it, I said this during the break, was that it ruined a good night. I was looking forward all day to that game, had my popcorn ready to quote T.O., and it was just over within maybe 47 seconds or something like that. And so other than that, the Lakers were great. I was impressed that they sustained the lead. They went up 15-0, obviously, and really never let it get below 20 for the most part, and even pushed it up into the 30s, the lead. That was impressive because we've seen teams, particularly the one that myself and Skip have picked to win the championship, the Clippers, jump out to these big leads and then lose them and then find themselves in a nail biter. So that was impressive that the Lakers sustained that. Look, in today's day and age where the three-point shot is so prominent, comebacks are a dime a dozen. You see teams come back from 15, 20 down all the time. So that was impressive that the Lakers could sustain the lead. And I'm going to credit LeBron James for that. I can talk about his stat line, the 30 points, the 12 field goal attempts, 30 points. That's incredible. 4 for 5 from 3, the 10 dimes, all that, right? And LeBron is finding, and you guys know, I've been beating this drum. LeBron is finding that balance between being the aggressive scorer and yet being the playmaker and setting his teammates up. Some of that may be that Alex Caruso's on the ball a little bit more, and that puts LeBron off the ball. So whatever the case, he is doing a great job with that. But I'm going to look at his leadership in that he has maintained his belief in his teammates, and I think that has built their own confidence up to the point where two of the areas they were struggling in mightily, perimeter defense and perimeter shooting, one of them seems to be solved and one of them has improved. Their perimeter defense, look, you guys know I picked them to win this series and really that gave Portland very little chance. But I did think Dame and CJ would go off, even if the Blazers lost. And they have done a great job in their perimeter defense, the Lakers, staying in front of those guys, forcing them off the three-point line, and then when they get to the rim, they got to deal with the big guys and finish over them, which has been tough for them. So their defense seems fixed, and the three-point shooting still up and down, but at least they're shooting it much better than they were. Yesterday, they hit 17 threes, 44%. But for all of that, there still is a red flag, and it was at the foul line.
Yes.
Yesterday, right, 20 of 30, 67%. That is what they've shot in the bubble. And we know that's not an aberration. They were 28th in free throw shooting for the season. So that's a red flag that Lakers fans need to look at. And look, I don't know. It's got to be mental because these guys can shoot free throws. But I don't know if they can fix it in this small time. But it is something that could hurt them going forward.
Go ahead, Skip. I want to hear more goat talk.
You want to hear goat?
I want some goat talk. I mean, come on, lay it on me.
How efficient must you be? You take 12 shots and get 30 points.
It's extraordinary.
I mean,
I've never seen anything like it before.
I mean, I knew it was over when I saw the score 24-8, and then I looked up. It was 8 minutes and 24 seconds. I think it's over. I said, Kobe is in the building. He grabbed him a seat and said, okay, guys, I'm watching this game. Huh. Now do what you do.
Wow.
It was over from that point on, Skip.
It is meant to be. It's destiny.
It was meant to be. It was, and I kept telling you, all LeBron. I said, look, the guy, the first game is normally a feel-like game. If he can win that by feeling you out, so be it. Mm. But boy, you went back in that lab. He said, well, they doing this. They moved chess piece A over here. They moved that one over there. This is what my counter. And he ain't looked back. Now, he done dropped a 38, 12, and 8 on you. And then he came back on 12 field goal attempts. Now, Skip told me, say, I want him to drive the ball. Drive it, LeBron. Can't nobody stop you. He drive the ball. It's the Trailblazers. And they got the adequate, that's the appropriate name because all they do is trail. Come on, LeBron, let me show you.
That's a good line. Did you come up with that?
You did.
Oh, I did. Thank you.
Come on, LeBron, shoot the three. Let me see what kind of... He pulls up from Belgrade. I don't know if you ever heard of Belgrade, Florida, but it's down at the bottom. Cape Canaveral, he just launched a three. I'm not talking about the little corner
right
three.
In the middle.
Yeah, way, swamp land. Yeah, way down there. And then blocking shots, playing defense. As you mentioned, he's the quarterback because you see him in pregame throwing the ball. He kind of reminds me of Patrick Mahomes. He'd probably be a quarterback if he's in the NFL right now, Skip. Yep, thinking about that too. But anyway, they're impressive. This was the Lakers team that I've been wanting to see. This was the best Lakers team that I've seen since they restarted. And I'm talking about all the seeding games and through the first three or four games. This was what they looked like before they got interrupted with the COVID. Because this is what they looked like against the Clippers. This is what they looked like against the Bucks. And that's
you mean against real teams?
And we did.
Oh, you just named two real teams.
Well, did we do? What did we do to the Clippers?
You did.
What did we do?
I just said real teams.
Okay. Yeah. And Phoenix did. And Phoenix did it to them too. And everybody. And Luka by himself with no Porzingis is doing it. But anyway, this is about the GOAT. He was the GOAT last night. And he reclaimed his throne.
Oh, somewhere Michael Jordan is laughing like he did during the Last Dance documentary.
About Gary Payton.
Yeah. Somebody on this show has to provide just an ounce of objectivity, and it's my turn. I'm going to try to provide just maybe a half ounce.
Oh, context? You're going to put things in context?
Context. I put zero stock in what I saw last night, except for the fact that I have never seen such front-running, chest-beating, credit-taking as I saw from LeBron and company last night against such a sorry opponent. I first guessed this. I told both of you before this series started, this is a mismatch. It's a joke. It's like they're about to ride a Disney World amusement park ride called the Trailblazers. They're way overrated because their superstar in overall impact on big playoff games is way overrated. Damian Lillard is overrated in overall impact on a game. They were a nice bubble story to end the regular season. They went on a Cinderella run. I will give you all the above. But all you needed to know was they barely survived a Brooklyn team. Caris LeVert had a last shot to eliminate them from the playoffs and missed it. A Brooklyn team that just got swept by Toronto by an average of 21 points a game. That's all you need to know. Dismiss, discount the Trail Blazers who trail every game. All you need to know is this should have been an easy sweep as I predicted, but LeBron James, the GOAT, in game one with 7 minutes to go has the basketball in his hands with a 6-point lead. Home, James. Take us home. Finish them off. You could have eradicated the Trailblazers in game one. They would have just said no mas and waved their white flag.
Dame's not built like that.
Okay, well, I don't know. I can't tell because you always tell me. Because Dame now in three playoff series in a row has gotten, at the end of his last 3 years, obviously, has gotten swept by the Pelicans and swept by a no-KD Golden State, in which he came up even smaller than he even is in the fourth quarters of those four straight games. And now he should have been swept by LeBron and company. They are the worst defensive team, not just in the bubble, but in the league. And they're...
They're not the worst team in the league.
They are. I think they're the worst in the league. They're just pathetic. The Lakers got 80 in the first half last night, and they should have been getting 80 per half against this team. You know it, and I know it. They seem to guard nobody. And again, the Lakers were impressive against what? I think they feel better about themselves, and I will give you all of that. But you better not put any stock, any credibility in what just happened, because it should have been a sweep, and it feels like Portland should have been the 88 seed instead of just the 8 seed. So I'm actually embarrassed we're even talking about this. The playoffs start for the Lakers in the next round, probably, I think, against Houston, maybe against OKC, but either way, the playoffs will start.
Well, Skip, the difference was the reason why they hadn't been scored a bunch of points is that they couldn't make any shots, Chris.
Okay.
Am I correct? They couldn't buy 3 points.
Yeah.
Remember one point they were 5 of 32. They were 2 of 30. Well, if you now all okay. of a sudden they make 5 in the first quarter, and then they were what? They had this, what were they at the half? What they 11 of 19.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're gonna get to 80. You 11 of 19 in the first half.
Congratulations.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
it's amazing if a few shots go in what it looked like. Because now you get LeBron coming downhill. I thought LeBron was on the 4 or 5 when COVID first struck.
Really?
Wide open. Yeah, I could go up and down. I'll let him do the centipede in 4 or 5, Chris. No cars out.
Really?
Going down that right side, Nurkic. Couldn't do anything with it.
I always tell you, nobody can keep him from the basket.
What about
when he freight trains? Nobody.
You told me Nurkic
nobody.
Could.
No, not Nurkic.
Nurkic just got back. Nurkic said, you're not finna put me back on IR for another year.
They definitely can't keep him from the foul line, but the foul line's a problem.
What about LeBron the 3-point line? Company.
He can shoot them.
Skip, you have to give their defense some credit, though. You got to give the Lakers' defense some credit. I mean, like I said, I thought Portland would lose, but the way they've defended them on the perimeter is very good. Will you at least admit that?
I
saw Kuzma working on it defensively last night.
I saw Golden State do it to both of them last year. I saw the Pelicans do it in 4 straight games the year before in the playoffs. I'm sorry, both of you picked this in 6. So you thought that the Trailblazers were capable of winning 2 games, mm-hmm. and I'm waiting for you. Are you going to predict game 5?
No, it's over.
It's over?
It's over.
What happened to your prediction?
But I wouldn't be shocked. Look, I wouldn't be shocked if Portland comes out and wins game 5.
I would
five.
Be.
And maybe
I would be 100 times shocked.
The Lakers may take their foot off the gas.
No, LeBron ain't taking no foot off the gas. LeBron ain't taking no foot off the gas. And see what y'all...
If Dame can play and he's healthy, I wouldn't be shocked.
Hey, Chris, but see what LeBron did, he set y'all up for failure. He went to the prop guy, got a little grape, put it in his beard, had him looking like an old man, and coming to America, got y'all food. Yeah, that's a weird going to.
He's not going to like that you brought that up.
What?
Because it was sprouting back.
No. I keep telling you, that's props.
Oh, it's all
that's back. Like coming to America when they're in the barbershop.
Yeah.
He got all that gray in there. That's yep. what that is.
Oh, so they actually put the gray in his beard because he has no gray hair.
Right. You catch it on. You catch it on.
The thing is this too, Skip, and you know this. Look, if OKC gets past Houston, I don't think OKC, and who I picked to beat Houston, I don't think they're going to give the Lakers any problems.
I think Houston would if Westbrook is back.
Houston would. But yeah. OKC, no. I don't think
so. No mercy.
Kawhi's Clippers and Luka's Mavericks have gone back and forth, resulting in a 2-2 series tie. Luka is coming off his overtime buzzer beater, but teammate Kristaps Porzingis is questionable with a sore right knee for Game 5 tonight. Chris Broussard still with us. Simple question. Who you got? Who wins?
I got the Clippers. I had them in 5. Now I've got them in 6. So you know I got them winning tonight. But let me say this. Doc Rivers has not had a great series. We had Antonio Daniels, Skip remembers, champion with the San Antonio Spurs. He was on our radio show last night, and he made a great point. He said, whenever you switch everything defensively, you basically nullify the benefit of having 2 of the 3 or 4 best perimeter defenders in the NBA. And that is what's happening. You know, offensively, it's all isolation, very unimaginative. Drive and kick, you know, they're not creating anything for anybody, making it easy. You look at the last play call for Luka with the double screen versus what Kawhi did at the end of regulation. That tells you Doc is being out-coached by Rick Carlisle, who's one of the best coaches in the league. So all that said, though, I do like what Doc said the last 2 days. First, he said his team was emotionally weak in Game 4. Now, he didn't say they're emotionally weak overall, which I agree with, but he said in Game 4 they were. And you guys know the one of the reasons I picked the Clippers over the Lakers this year is because I said they had that dog in them. But since the bubble started, they look like a bunch of puppies. And so they have got to get that fight back. I don't care that Patrick Beverley's out. You still got Kawhi and Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell and Marcus Morris and all these guys.
Whoa, whoa, they you ain't gonna mention Paul George? Hold on, Chris Broussard. You named seven guys and didn't mention Paul George.
I have never characterized, George is a great player, he's a star. I've never characterized him as a dog, though.
Okay.
He's not a dog. He's just a great player.
Okay.
But he can be carried by the other dogs, all right? So I think Doc saying emotionally weak will wake up the pit bull in them, so I like that. And then secondly, speaking of Paul George, I love what Doc said yesterday. I need him to shoot 20 times. I want him to keep shooting and keep shooting. Now, let me say this. It's a bit disconcerting that a 30-year-old perennial all-star who's played 80 playoff games could lose his confidence like this in the playoffs and stop shooting and stop wanting to shoot and being aggressive. However, if I was in his shoes, I need to hear what Doc said. You don't want him going out there second-guessing himself, feeling like, is my leash short? If I miss a few, is the coach going to yank me out? Is he going to be looking at me funny? You need to know that your coach believes in you, and if you miss seven straight, he still wants you to keep shooting. So I think that these last 2 days, Doc has pushed the right buttons, and that will wake this team up emotionally and lead them to a victory tonight. I'm going to say 13 points.
I'm just trying to figure out how does a team that have two guys on a $100 million contract lose to a guy on his rookie contract, and they can't stop the conga line. Because Trey Burke can get to the basket anytime he wants. Seth Curry is so confident, he calling up PG all kinds of names. Tim Hardaway Jr. can get to the rack at and Luka got a conga line. He ain't here in front of the conga line going to the basket. So I need you to tell me that, okay, you don't want to switch everything, but I just want to know why those guys can't stop. Why, Paul, if you're that dog, because that's what you're telling me. So Kawhi's that dog. He got to go to Doc and say, Doc, I got it. Because you remember the last time the Clippers played before we had this break? They text LeBron, what's up? Who you want? I got him. Ain't no switching. Ain't no this or that. I got him. If you that dog, that's what y'all keep telling me. LeBron don't have that dog like Kobe and Michael. Oh, Kawhi got that dog like Kobe and Michael. He got the mid-range. Well, I can't tell because they got a 21-year-old. That's averaging 31-10-10 against the two best wing defenders since Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. And nobody can answer me why. Why can't they keep him from the basket? Oh, he's the worst. Skip Bayless will give you all these stats, Chris Broussard. Out of 149 guys that have taken three-pointers.
Seven.
147. Okay. Luka Doncic is 141.
140.
Okay, yeah, okay. That. Of all the guys that have attempted 100 free throw attempts, Luka, well, okay, why this guy, he doing that? How you getting all these points?
Wait, who's missed the most free throws in the bubble since they've been in the bubble? Luka, most in the league.
And guess what?
Wow.
You know what, Chris? And I'm going to turn it over to Skip. He keeps saying that the Lakers should have swept the 8 seed in Portland Trailblazers. Is the Dallas Mavericks a 2 seed or 1 seed? Why haven't the number 2 seed swept them? Can you answer me that? And without Porzingis didn't play, and Kane Fitzgerald threw him out of the game and it went, what, 5 minutes into the third quarter? Or they would be down 3-1, and you know it, Chris.
Shannon, no, I got a question. Who is the highest-rated offensive team in the history of the NBA? Oh, it was this year's Dallas Mavericks.
The seventh seed. The seventh seed.
Aha.
Is the highest-rated team in NBA history. Not the number one seed, Chris Broussard. Now, we normally equate that to who? The Trailblazers. Golden State. Oh, we saw Milwaukee have that high rating. But they were number one seed. How are you the number one rated team of all time, and you the seventh seed?
Wait, who is the third worst team in the NBA this year in clutch time situations? Third worst, Luka's team, because Luka was horrible in last-minute situations.
I can't tell.
He was 0 for 10. I can tell. I can tell you that right now, 0 for 10. And let's be real about this. What just happened on Sunday? he took and made a very long shot that was an odds-on long shot. It was against all odds.
No, it wasn't.
Long shot. That's what it was. He was 0 for 10 in those situations. He had shot 3 air balls, as you just correctly pointed out, almost. He was 140th of 147 three-point shooters at 31.6% during the regular season. That included some bubble games. He's been not very good from three. In fact, he's been awful from three. And he made the shot that had to go in or they're down 3-1. So I'm with Chris. I haven't lost any confidence. I believe the Clippers will come out tonight and repeat what you saw in game 3 on Friday night. That was a statement game. That was a watch this game. That was a game in which they dominated Luka and company, even though late he turned his ankle. But he played 30 minutes before he turned his ankle. Yeah. And look what he had done. He'd shot 4 of 14 in that game, 1 of 6 from 3. He'd scored 13 points, 10 rebounds. He always gets 10-plus rebounds and 10 assists.
Yeah.
But still, the dramatic impact wasn't nearly what it was on Sunday's game, right? They held him down to a low roar on Friday night.
You remember what he did in game 2?
Mm-hmm.
In foul trouble. Played 28 minutes and dropped 28 and blew the doors off the Clippers.
Okay, I got you. But I'm with Chris. Everything he said from, who was it, Daniels, who'd you talk? Who'd you talk to on the radio? I can't remember.
Oh, Antonio Daniels.
Okay. Yeah. I agree with every point he made. I've been making the same points to Shannon. They switch because they got interchangeable parts. No, you don't. You have two great wing defenders, especially one who is a former defensive player of the year. And I disagree with you about what happened down the stretch of regulation on Sunday. Kawhi said to them, I got him. And he took him every possession down the last 3 minutes.
Except. Why wasn't he on him on that last possession?
Okay, but that's in, right?
I don't, look here. I got Kawhi. I knew he's like, I got Luka. Mm-hmm. I don't care if Seth Curry, if Seth hits that shot, if Hardaway Jr., if Kleber, I'm living with it.
Totally
I'm just not
agree.
Letting that guy hit
I told you on Monday, you have to fight over the pick. If you're that guy, if you're Kawhi Leonard, former Defensive Player of the Year, you just say, we're not going to switch this. I'm not going to switch with Reggie Jackson and let Reggie on
but
him.
He's not, but Chris, you people got to be honest. Kawhi is not that guy anymore.
He can be.
No, he can't.
But he still can be good. He's not, he's not what he was.
Because they changed
him. Because he's doing more offense.
Thank you.
But he still is a good defender.
Yes, yes. Okay. He's just not that.
And by the way, there is no shame in occasionally trapping Luka at half court and just say, give up the basketball.
Whoa,
trap him.
Time out. Michael Jordan, this guy, the people never trap anybody. They ain't the Christmas under. You come to the game for a quarter century. Who they trap?
With Ron Harper and all those guys. They played swarming defense.
Individual. Scottie Pippen say, hey, when Magic in game 1 of the 91 finals, when Magic Johnson lit up Michael Jordan with that triple dub.
Yep.
Phil Jackson say, Scotty! You know how he be yelling. And Scotty took him and shaved. That was the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Scotty Pippen could do.
He had a lot of help.
I guarantee you, if Scotty Pippen was in his prime, I guarantee you Luka wouldn't be doing that. Mm-hmm.
They trapped a lot. The 98 team trapped at midcourt a lot. But it wasn't a trap one guy. It's just whoever had the basketball got trapped.
That was Scotty. Scotty! Mm-hmm.
A lot of the great defensive coaches have always said they don't switch as a rule because it makes your defense soft.
It does.
It makes
totally
you
agree.
Mentally soft.
It's like
soft,
surrender.
You know?
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm going.
Fight over all this
I'm going 130, 122 Clippers. What's Shannon Sharpe going? Is he picking Dallas he said he would?
I'm hoping Porzingis comes back. I'm going Mavs. I'm going to say 132. 127.
Really? You're on the record.
So
you just
go
picked
Mavs,
the Mavericks.
Are you picking them in the series then? If they win tonight, that's huge.
But they ain't got the A. You know,
you're
like
picking
you said,
them in the series?
The only thing the Clippers care about is the Lakers. That's the only thing. That's the only time they seem to play hard.
That's
is when they play the Lakers.
Yep.
But they forget, you know, you got to get through two rounds before you get to see us. And that was in Luka's bag. You keep talking about, oh, he hit a That's in Luka's bag.
Yeah,
that step back between the leg is in his bag.
Yeah. In his bag?
I don't care what Skip says. Luka Doncic is the new age Larry Bird. That's why
he can't shoot.
He's a bad
Larry Bird's one of the deadliest shooters in the history of this league.
Rick Carlisle said that.
He does other things that Bird doesn't do.
Rick Carlisle said it. Now, Rick Carlisle
played with Bird.
He was on that 86 team.
What's he going to say about his players?
No, he had to say that. He has to say that.
Just stop.
In his bag. You don't like Skip.
Now we've gone blasphemous.
Hey, Chris,
on the show.
Get on the bandwagon now, Skip.
He's too late.
Get on the bandwagon now.
I'm going to close the door. Luka blow to me.
Can't shoot free throws, can't shoot threes. Game over. Thank you.
Chris, you know.
He finds a way to get it done in overtime.
That shot's in Luka's bag, like the peppermint that's out the wrappers in grandma's bag, and them coins that's in that handkerchief. That's in grandma's bag. That step back between the leg, that's in Luka's bag.
I'm sorry, Skip, you're a bit outnumbered. But let's wait and see exactly what happens tonight. Chris Broussard, always a pleasure. Enjoy the game today. We'll check in with you soon.
No mercy.
As Paul George's playoff troubles continue and Jimmy Butler advances the Heat to the second round in the East, people have begun to remember reports last year that George was not Kawhi's first choice to join him in L.A. In addition to Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, Kawhi reportedly went after Jimmy Butler as well as he looked for a new running mate before the Clippers finally traded for Paul George. So, Shannon, what do you make of this?
What we're doing, Skip?
What are you?
Are we judging Kawhi differently out there recruiting players, actively recruiting? Huh. Because that's what we did with LeBron now. Remember, we killed it. Because, see, what LeBron did is that LeBron took all the criticism, and then everybody else that did it was okay with it. KD caught flack not for leaving, but for going to where he went to. I believe if KD had gone anywhere else, I don't believe he would have got the criticism that he got for going to Golden State. When I look at this, Skip, I look at it as Kawhi's looking, who's free? Jimmy Butler was free. Kyrie Irving was free. Kevin Durant was free. Remember, Paul George has just signed a 4-year contract. Paul George is not free. So he's thinking to himself, I can't get Paul George. Paul George just signed a 4-year contract. How does he know Paul George is even available? Paul George wasn't available. It wasn't until he reached out to Paul George that Paul George called Sam Presti and wanted out of the contract. So I don't believe this was he wanted. It would have been very interesting. Had Paul George, Jimmy Butler been free at the simultaneous, would he have reached out to Jimmy Butler first? But for me, Skip, I'm confused. That makes it seem like Jimmy Butler's going to the finals and the NBA finals and all this. He's tough. He's a very good player. But I believe Paul George is a better player than Jimmy Butler. So for me, I'm not reading too much into this. I think, you know, this notion that, he would have rather had Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler was a free agent. Kyrie, Kevin Durant were free agents. Paul George had 3 years remaining on a contract that he had just signed. So he's thinking to himself, I can't pry him away from OKC. That probably didn't come to the very end after he had kicked the tires on those guys. And they're like, nah, we're not going with you. And that's when he turned his attention to Paul George, a Southern California kid. And with the rest is, as we say, is history.
Paul George is a better regular season player than Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is a better in-your-foxhole playoff player. That's who you want with you. Jimmy Butler has turned that Miami franchise around. They are fun to watch, and he is the driving force.
Okay, then the second round.
Okay, and they're playing the odds-on favorite.
Right.
The team that won the most games in the NBA. And let's see what happens, because I like their chances. I think it's going to be very interesting. I think they're going to take this to the wire against the Bucks.
They're tough now.
They're tough.
Spo has done a great job coaching. He didn't get nearly the credit that he deserved because he had Wade, LeBron, and Chris Bosh. But, Skip, he can coach.
Yep.
He can coach.
Well, he proved that a long time ago. So I don't have any problem with anything LeBron has ever done. I don't know who's condemning him.
Skip, come on. Charles Barkley, you've heard all the great players, and you've said it. Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson would have never wanted to team up. Now you don't have a problem with it when you said repeatedly that the other greats wouldn't have done it because you mentioned that because you have a problem with it.
Okay, but when LeBron left Cleveland to join forces with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, I said, congratulations, you needed to do that. He couldn't go solo. He couldn't pull it off by himself. He'd proven that. He'd gotten swept by the Spurs. He'd had a tough run. He had flamed out against the Magic and flamed out against the Celtics and been accused by his owner of quitting against the Celtics. It was a disaster at the end of his run in Cleveland. So I congratulated him. He needed that.
Getting swept as a 22-year-old against four future Hall of Famers, that's nothing to be down about.
Hey, if you're transcendent, you win one game.
Well, Michael Jordan didn't.
Well, against that Celtics team was really the best Celtics team ever.
He's transcended, though, yeah, remember?
He scored 63 points in game one and lost.
An L. Donovan Mitchell had 57 and called an L. At the end of the day, hold on, is it about stats or is it about W? Because that's what you're telling me now.
They were the 8 seed. They were terrible. He'd broken his leg. He didn't play in the regular season. I don't know what more you want from him.
Larry Bird
called him God disguised as Michael Jordan.
Yeah, all I'm saying is you said you didn't have a problem and he needed to do that. But in the same breath, you said Michael, Larry, and Magic would have never done that.
They just wouldn't have done it.
But you said that. So, in other words, you're casting doubt. You're looking down on LeBron. You had to do this, LeBron, so that you must not be great. So, clearly, you have a problem with it.
I don't have a problem with that. I'm just accepting LeBron for what he is. He is not nearly as mentally tough as Michael Jordan. He lacks the killer will, the intangibles that Jordan just spilled out every night.
Okay, you just answer me this. How many playoff series did Michael Jordan win before he got an All-Star?
I don't care. We're not talking about that. We're talking about why players chose not to play with LeBron James. That's the issue here. You've buried the lead. You're not seeing the forest for the trees.
Anthony Davis
wanted
to play with
it. Look at the parade of players who said no to LeBron, starting with Paul George. He had 2 shots to play with him, and both times he said, no, I'm not interested.
No. The one time... he could have played with him in what you call him, but LeBron would not give them a long-term answer that he was going to sign beyond this year.
Okay.
And Paul didn't want to go if LeBron wasn't going to be in Cleveland.
But pre-LeBron, they tried to sign him one time, and Magic got fined for on the Kimmel show for even hinting that we would like to sign him. That was pre-LeBron.
Right.
And here came LeBron, and they were going to make a run, and he wouldn't do it. He was not interested.
Right.
And then KD, not interested. Kyrie.
But here's the thing, though, Skip. Now it's showing you. Can you imagine? He's flaming out with Kawhi and the Clippers. Can you imagine him doing that with LeBron and the Lakers?
Okay.
If he thinks the criticism and the heat's hot now.
So do you think you got a huge break that he didn't say, I want to play with LeBron?
Would I rather have Paul George or Anthony Davis?
Okay.
Ask me that.
Okay. Well, did you not get a huge break?
Yeah, we got AD.
You got a huge break. And the truth was, and remember the order of this, KD said no, Kyrie said no, Jimmy Butler said no, and then the all-timer was Kawhi jerked that rug right out from underneath you on July the 5th of a year ago on earthquake night here in L.A. We got a seismic shift late in the evening because he chose to go to the Clippers?
Skip, it's easy to do that when you have a second option. It would have been interesting to see had Sam Presti said no, I'm not moving Paul George. Do you believe Kawhi goes to the Clippers without a second superstar? A simple yes.
Why would he?
Michael Jordan.
He's that guy, quote unquote. The quote unquote goat already had Anthony Davis.
So, in other words, remember
the quote? He said, I don't want to play with him. I want to play against
hold
him.
Hold on. So, in other words, Kawhi is not as mentally tough. He's not like Michael as you would think.
Well, that's just realistic. You need one other,
Michael,
like a second star, a complimentary
star. That's not what you said about Michael.
He's the GOAT times 100. You know it and I know it. I'm embarrassed we even have this conversation. It's like over and out. There's never been a force of nature like Michael Jeffrey Jordan. So that's over.
All I'm saying is what you're trying to do is that what you're trying to do is that instead of answering the question, you're trying to make it about LeBron because none of these guys chose to play with LeBron.
You know what? There was finally one guy who I think was naive enough and gullible enough.
You see?
Well, he was a Rich Paul client, a Clutch Sports client. And he's like wide-eyed, I want to go to L.A. and play with the King.
But hold on.
I'll be his little brother.
But Rich Paul, as his representative, Anthony Davis is under no allegiance to say, well, I want to go link up with LeBron. He could have went to Boston. He could have went to the Knicks.
Why do you think he signed with Rich Paul?
Oh, I know why he signed with Rich Paul.
Yeah, thank you.
He wanted to get out of New Orleans, and he wanted to come to L.A.
Okay.
I understood that from the very beginning.
That's the only one in this long line, this parade of superstars who said, no, LeBron, no, 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 no. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Oh, but see what you're trying to do. You make it light.
This script hasn't been written here in Hollywood
yet. So why did hold on? Why
didn't KD Anthony Davis may live to regret that
choice? Why didn't KD want to play with Kawhi?
KD with Kawhi?
Yeah. Why didn't he want to play? Why didn't Kyrie want? He's like, why did he say? Why didn't he do that?
They already had a plan. Well, they did. They want to go to Brooklyn. I don't know why.
So in other words,
KD does whatever Kyrie tells him to. I don't know why.
So what I'm hearing from you is that if somebody tells LeBron no, they don't want to play with him. But if somebody tells Kawhi no, they got a plan already in place. Okay.
Well, is Kawhi on equal footing with LeBron? You would say that's laughable.
That's not what you said. It doesn't matter what I say. Mm. You said I'm not objective. Mm. You said I'm the president of LeBron's fan club. You dubbed me with Shannon.
Yeah.
So, in other words, it doesn't matter what I think. What do you think?
All
you
I know is that in the end, Paul George said no to LeBron and yes to Kawhi. Right?
Yeah, Skip. And guess what? And LeBron's saying thank you.
Okay.
LeBron is saying thank you.
It ain't over yet, man. We got a long way to go.
I still believe LeBron would rather have AD over Paul George because AD can do more things than Paul George. Mm-hmm. Are you saying Paul George is a better player than AD?
Nope, I am not.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
But Paul George has been an all-star. For 2 years ago, he was in the running for Defensive Player of the Year. So we'll see if he raises that level.
All I know is three superstars. You told me three stars, two superstars and a star said no to Kawhi. And you better batter than I because they had a plan.
Okay. But they all had their own game plan where they said two wanted to say, let's stay in the East and go to Brooklyn.
Right.
And one said, you know what? I'm a solo act. And I admired that about Jimmy Butler. He said, I don't want to team up with anybody.
Right.
I want to take my own young team places in Miami.
Well, he was hoping, first of all, Pat Riley's been trying to get Kevin Durant. Pat Riley always had an ace up his sleeve. He's always was trying. Remember, he didn't give Dwayne Wade a max contract because he was trying to get KD. That's why Dwayne Wade ended up leaving.
Okay, and there was no assurance when Jimmy signed with Pat Riley that they were going to get Kevin Durant.
Of course not, but that's what he was angling for. Pat Riley is always angling. I got no problem with that.
Jimmy Butler was not afraid to go do it solo this year with Miami.
Yes.
And look at them now.
Hello. So are you taking him over Milwaukee?
I told you the last topic we did. I said, I'm leaning toward picking him. We'll do it tomorrow.
Well,
we got to get Milwaukee done yet.
Well, maybe you got them heels or something, and one of the heels are gone. That's the only reason you're leaning, because are you picking them? That's what I need to know. Not lean, are you picking them?
Well, it's not time yet, but I told you I like them a lot. I told you in the previous topic, yes, I'm leaning. I think they got a real shot to upset a Milwaukee team that hasn't looked right the whole bubble.
Well, all I know is that Kawhi got turned down by Jimmy Butler, Kyrie, and KD. All three of those guys says, no way, Jose.
And LeBron got turned down by more stars.
No, who he got turned down by?
Well, Paul George. That's it. That's your trump card.
So let me ask you a question. Of all those guys, who would you rather have? I'm going to give you a list. You get Jimmy Butler, Kyrie, and KD, and Paul George. Who's going off the board first? KD. Mm-hmm. Who's going off next? Paul George, Kyrie, or Jimmy Butler? Mm-hmm. Okay, then.
Yeah.
So? All right.
Well, let's see how this plays
out. Yeah, I've been watching.
It ain't over.
I've been watching.
Yeah.
I've been watching. I ain't going nowhere.
I watched what the Clippers did to the Lakers in the regular season. It was
what they
pretty.
Do? Did we do something to them?
Yeah.
What we do in the bubble? Opening night, what we do to them, Skip? What did we do to them?
No mercy.
Damian Lillard's hot streak, well, it's finally cooled down. After dropping 34 in a Game 1 win, Lillard has averaged 21 points in three straight losses, including just 11 last night. But it is worth noting that Dame did have to leave in the third quarter after his knee buckled, and he is scheduled to get a second MRI today after the first one came back inconclusive. So, Shannon, if Dame does not play, can we give him a letter grade for the four games that we did see?
I give him a B because I believe he carried the Blazers in the first victory, Skip. Scored 34 points, six threes, including three down the stretch in the fourth quarter. Game three, he had 34 and seven with five threes. He injured his finger late in the ball game. Game two, he injured his finger, but he played with dislocated finger in game three and played very, very well. And then last night, it was basically over before it really got started, and he ends up hurting his knee. But I think Dame has played well. The Blazers are the eighth seed. Now, that's what Skip tells me. Blazers are the eighth seed.
I didn't tell you
Yes,
that.
You did. That's
the
what you
league
told me.
Told you.
No, you told me. You told me. I don't pay attention to the league. I listen to you. Because you've been doing this. You've been in existence. Look, you've been coming.
Longer than the league.
Yeah, longer than the league.
Yeah.
So the eighth seed going against the one seed with two superstars, They shouldn't win. They shouldn't.
You said they'd win two games.
Okay.
Yeah.
But hold on. Is it the best 2 out of 3? Is it the best 4 out of 7? So winning two games gets you what?
Well, some experts known as Charles Barkley and Greg Anthony said Portland's going to win this series.
Exactly. But here's the thing, Skip. They say that, and they win, they look like geniuses. They say that, they lose, and then what? They were the 8 seed. They weren't supposed to win. So there is no downside to saying to taking the approach that they took. My only point is that I think Dame has played well. Last night notwithstanding, no one played well, but it was an avalanche. It got out of hand. I mean, they missed those shots. Skip, it was 15-0. No shots got went in early, and it seemed like they got frustrated. They started every call. Whiteside was arguing every call. Melo was arguing. Everybody was arguing calls, and the Lakers was going up and down the court. So for me, I'm going to give him a B in the games that he's played. I thought he's played well, but he's overmatched. The Lakers are a better team. He did win one game. Okay.
So, the Hall of Famer Shannon Sharp has taught me that Damian Lillard is a superstar, and I've heard the word come out of his mouth repeatedly over the last 2 weeks. He is special.
Yes.
So, given that, I've got to grade him by, I'm setting my bar way up here.
He won a game.
Yeah. Huh?
He won a game.
I don't know if he won the game, but they did win the first game thanks to LeBron going completely quiet down the stretch.
So, why you got to blame LeBron instead of giving him credit?
I've got to grade him by the highest curve.
Okay.
I'm going to give him a D because I expected so much more. Well, you gave him a B, which I was shocked you gave him that low. I thought you'd give him an A minus. So, D, because everybody told me he has arrived. This is it. He owns the bubble. He's scoring 60 points a game. And I'm like, okay, now the playoffs start. Now you have a golden opportunity against the purple and gold of the Lakers to show me, take over a game. Show me one.
He did, game one.
Show me a Donovan Mitchell game. Show me a Jamal Murray game. Just one game. He had one flurry in 4 games, and it was in mid-fourth quarter of game one.
Okay.
But LeBron still had a 6-point lead with 7 minutes to go, and LeBron came up completely empty down the stretch, missing 2 free throws. He scored 2 points over the last 7 minutes on a tip-in. That's all you got. And LeBron missed a huge 3 with 30 seconds left that would have cut it to 2. It was more about what LeBron didn't do because – after the 3rd 3, which came with about 4 minutes left in that fourth quarter, we didn't hear from Damian again. It wasn't like Donovan Mitchell finishes a game or Jamal finishes a game and an overtime. I've yet to see one of those games from Damian. And obviously in game 3 in the fourth quarter, it's a winnable game. And he goes 1 for 6 in the fourth quarter and 0 for 4. So for the whole series, he's shooting 31% from the field. That's horrible. And 33% from 3. And again, I give you all that we've talked about. He is the greatest athlete rapper we've ever heard.
There ain't nobody. Okay? Well,
I'm telling you, but this helped hype him as a basketball player.
No.
He is the smoothest long-distance 3-point shooter I've ever seen. It is so smooth and effortless. I love to watch him shoot it, but he doesn't make enough of them when they really matter. Last night, it's do or die for them, basically, because it's 2-1. You're going to fall down 3-1. He doesn't make his first shot until they're down 24 points. That's not transcendent superstar.
Skip, it was an avalanche, okay? It got out of hand. But it's a 1-8 matchup. And although we've seen 8s beat 1 seeds, let's not pretend that the Lakers with AD and LeBron is probably more formidable than any other 1-8 matchup in history.
Is he a superstar or not? He's a star to me, but he's not superstar.
So let me ask you a question.
He's not in that top echelon.
So let me ask you a question. Was Michael Jordan a superstar?
Why do we always have to go back
because
to
Michael Jordan? Because I want to know.
Don't put Damian Lillard in the
because
same
sentence. Because you tell
him.
Me anybody that's transcendent, that's a superstar, should win one game. Why didn't Jordan win a game?
Against the Boston Celtics? Are you kidding me? after he had broken his leg and missed most of the year.
So he was playing on the broken leg.
And against the best wishes of the team doctors, he said, I want to play in the playoffs.
So Michael Jordan scored 63 points on a broken leg.
Well, it's just coming off. It's probably tender.
No. He played in the regular season, too.
Yeah. He played the last, what, two games?
He played the regular season. So the leg was healed.
Well, it's just stupid. We're just wasting our time.
No.
On this. We're talking about Damian Lillard.
That's my point.
This was my point going in, and I told him this literally on the phone, so to his face. I told him, just show me. Show me what you can do, because the last two playoffs had ended so badly for him. He got swept by the Pelicans, and he got swept by the no KD Golden State Warriors. All four games close going to the fourth quarter. One, they led. And in those fourth quarters, he shot 29% combined from three. It's horrible. There's no clutch shooting here. You can't do it when it matters the most.
Okay, you want to make an argument? Okay, I'll give you that. Getting swept by the Pelicans when you're the 3 seed by a 6 seed is bad. But they got swept last year by the number one seed in Golden State, correct?
Yeah. No KD. It's just two guards versus two guards, basically.
But is that the same team that won 73-9 without KD with a unanimous MVP?
Well, that was 3 years before that?
So they had played before in playoff games without KD. Am I correct?
Are you that guy or not? I'm asking you.
Hold on just a second now. So in other words, so unless Dame Lillard, the only way he could convince you he was that guy, he needed to be a one seed with two superstar players.
Well, I just said, show me one game against the Lakers where you said, I took that game over and I finished it.
Game one.
LeBron finished it by unfinishing it. It was.
So, in other words, there was nothing he could have done, because then you put it on LeBron. Well, LeBron didn't finish it. It wasn't what Dame did do. It was what the other guy didn't do.
Okay, did Damian hit the two biggest shots of that game to close it off, the two daggers? No, it was Melo and Gary Trent Jr., back-to-back, huge threes. Yeah.
The game
Damian
was about to get out of hand.
Damian didn't score over the last, four and a half minutes of the game?
The game was about to get out of hand. It was his three threes right there in the middle.
I give you the flurry of three threes in the middle of the fourth quarter, but he did not take it home. Those other two made shots, and LeBron and AD went back-to-back to the free throw line and missed both their free throws.
But Skip, it was
by default.
But what I can't understand is that you won't give the guy credit when he does something. It's always the fault. You know, you always give Tom Brady, you say, you see what he did, but you don't mention about the other guys collapsing. You don't mention the interception. You said what he did against the Legion of Boom. But what about what Russ did throwing the interception? What about what Matt Ryan and the Falcons, the collapse? You say it was all Tom Brady.
Well, think about this. Against the Legion of Boom, down 24-14 going to the fourth quarter against that group, one of the most intimidating forces we've ever seen in this league. Think about this. He throws for 124 just in the fourth quarter and two touchdowns to win the game.
And guess what?
Wow.
And see, and you mentioned what he did, but you don't mention what Seattle didn't do.
Okay.
Like you do now.
That's transcendent. I haven't seen it from Damian. He's really good. He's a star.
So why did he transcend Nick Foles?
Huh?
Why did he transcend Nick Foles?
Who?
Tom Brady. Yeah.
He set the all-time record in any playoff game ever played for passing yardage, 505. No one's ever thrown for 505.
Who scored the most points in a playoff game in NBA history?
I don't know.
You don't know. He called an L. That 63 is an L. Tom Brady threw for the most yards in a game in playoff history and called an L.
Because his head coach benched the best defensive player, Malcolm Butler, who ended the Seattle Super Bowl. He got inexplicably, mysteriously benched for the entire game, and they gave up 41 to Nick Foles. That's why he lost.
So the best defensive player, Stephon Gilmore was not their best defensive player. It was Malcolm Butler.
In which year? In that Super Bowl?
Yes.
I think he was. Yeah, he played the most snaps, played more snaps than anybody. On the whole defense, he played the most. Yeah,
Malcolm Butler was never better than Stephon Gilmore.
Played the most?
It doesn't matter because you played the most, Skip.
Okay.
He was never better than Stephon Gilmore.
Can you explain why he got benched? No, you can't.
Can you explain why you lost the game? Because Tom Brady got outplayed by Nick Foles. Old Nicky.
Old Nicky Foles,
that's what they call it.
Nicky Foles.
Little Nicky
Foles. I think that's a new one around here. New nickname.
No mercy.